谢谢这是跟我各差不多有15到20分钟跟大家来介绍有关于各教会宣道组的一些计划。
So this session, Deacon Shea and I, that we have the time to share about each local church evangelical plan.
那我们有50分钟的时间，大家有什么问题，地方教会有什么分享，我们可以在这个地方来讲。
We have 15 minutes to discuss the local church. If there's any questions that we can at this time to discuss together.
那我们如果看最后一页 Appendix 2.
Let's look at the folder, the last page, Appendix 2.
就是我们这个宣道工作是去美国总会跟地方教会，大家合力来做。
So the evangelical world is from the USGA and also the local church together to have this plan to work together.
那各教会的宣道组根据需要有5个目标可以来努力。
So each local church, evangelical team, there's a 5 goal for us to put the effort to reach that goal.
那因为每个教会大小不太一样，所以我们的做法可能会有不同，但是这个5个目标是值得努力的。
So each local church, the size of the church is different. We all have the same goal, the effort to pursue to accomplish this evangelical work.
这个每一点都很重要。
So each point is very important to us.
那这5点联合起来就是一个可能完整的一个宣道的组织。
So this 5 points will connect together. This will be a complete evangelical organized evangelical work.
第一个就是要来鼓励有为宣道祷告的风气。
So first, letter A is for the most spirit of prayer for evangelical work.
那在这个教会有例行性的祷告会。
And so each local church will set up a routine prayer session.
最可行的是礼拜六早上聚会前。
So what we can do is on Saturday, Sabbath, before the service, that we can set up this prayer session.
我们常常发现，有设立聚会前祷告跟没有聚会前的祷告差在哪里？
So we often notice a church that has set up this prayer before the service, what is the difference between the churches?
如果没有跪前祷告的这个习惯，
the church does not have the habit of before service they pray.
11点聚会。
So when they have service at 11 a.m.
大概来的最好的一半。
So will be half of the church member will be attending.
唱完诗70%到。
After the hymn sing, about 70% of the church member will arrive.
祷告完80%到。
So after the prayer, about 80% of the church member will arrive.
聚会到一半90%。
So after the service, in the morning, about 90% of the church member will arrive.
吃饭时间到100%。
So when the lunch time to eat, 100% of the church member will arrive.
但是如果有早祷会，
if there is a morning prayer,
当我们开始奉主耶稣圣名聚会的时候，如果我们一直在鼓励，大概70%到。
So we will say in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start our service, and there will be about 80% of the church members will be arrived.
第二个，我们有提倡祷告，聚会精神。
So the second that we emphasize on the morning prayer. This will be better for us.
因为圣灵在运行，开人的心，道理讲得很清楚，道理听得懂，我们就觉得会去欣赏它。
So if we pray this way, the Holy Spirit will move us for the sermons. This, after the prayer, will be inspired to appreciate the sermons.
那没有祷告，有时候就发现这个教会啊，困倦这样，没有什么会进行的。
So if you don't pray, we will see church, there is no spirituality in the church.
而且我们常常发现，教会如果有提倡祷告，一般都会。
So if we notice the church promote the morning prayer, there is less problem in the
Christ Church. 这个是根本啊，如果这个根本没有做，我们用人一直在怎么去说服，怎么去开会，有时候发现哦，很难解决。
So this is basic. If we don't have a prayer, we have problems or difficulty in the church, it will be very hard for us to solve the problem.
那第二个就是在耶稣布道会前特别有一个代祷的时间。
The second is that before our evangelical service, that we have a special prayer session.
那有的是两个月前，有的三个月前，还有定期的每天祷告或者禁止祷告，这个都是非常需要的。
Some churches is from 2 months before, 3 months before the evangelical service. Even some of the churches fast and pray. This is necessary before the evangelical service.
我早上看这个国文教师报告，我们一定有。祷告会，至少我看到有两个地方，他们祷告多久
？In the morning, I see the
半小时。
There is a morning prayer. So how long do they pray? About 30 minutes.
这个是值得我们提倡。
So this is something we need to mobilize and promote.
如果一个大教会，你把它分作五三四个教小区。
So if a huge, big size of church.That we will split in different regions.
那每一个小区啊，每个礼拜都有几个点啊，在祷告。每次附近的人在祷告放的这个先祷不动，一定会进去。
So each region have set a time to pray, for a period of time. So if we have done this way, for sure the evangelical work will be successful.
那第三个啊，鼓励信徒啊，跟教会祷告。
So the third one is encourage members to pray for the church work daily.
那第二点
letter D,
要提倡个人宣道
to promote personal evangelism.
那为了提倡个人宣道，要举办个人宣道讲师会来装备信徒。
So that if we promote personal evangelism, that we will hold personal evangelism seminar to equip the members.
这一次啊，因为很多的 speaker 都冲在一起，所以年轻的。
This time because the schedule is all mixed up, so there's a lot of young members who cannot attend the seminar. So the East Coast, there is a council members workshop.
所以以后如果啊，我们每一个很重要的讲师会啊都能够时间排开的话，更多年轻人来参加这个课。
So in the future we can separate the different type of seminar at different time, so that we will have more members to attend the evangelical seminar. So this is an experience to pass on to the next generation. So sometimes this is considered very important. So number two,
要鼓励信徒带朋友来教会
to encourage members to bring true seekers to church.
那我们常常发现哦，受洗的信徒绝大部分都是个人布道的。
So we discovered, notice that most of the true seekers baptized is through the personal evangelism.
个人布道是最有效的布道。
So personal evangelism is considered the most effective evangelism.
好，那第三个就是鼓励啊，信徒要带领人家信徒。
So number three is encourage members to convert the whole family to the Lord.
所以第二点如果做好，我们就有很多慕道。
So if we can accomplish letter B, then we will have a lot of true seekers.
第一点如果做好，就有圣灵在带领运行，有圣灵的能力。
So we can accomplish letter A, and we will have the power of the Holy Spirit to move among us to accomplish.Evangelism work.
所以这个每一点都很重要，每一点我们都要想办法把它执行出来。
So each point is very important to us. We must accomplish and be able to practice this step.
那第三点就是设立啊，这个传福音往外去的这个 outreach， 就是往外去传福音的这些活动，很有创意的活动。
So let us see to set up evangelical outreach program creatively.
那有的是用家庭的福音茶会。
Some of them that use your family gospel outreach.
那有的是用附近的公园举办一些宣道的活动。
Some use a local park how evangelical fellowship So we use different ways to bring the gospel to others. So number two.
用其他教会的经验来设计我们自己教会的工作。We
use the experience of other TJC churches as reference to devise local church evangelical outreach plan.
我们以前在贵子教会有这个 street fair.
Christ Church, they use to promote this street fair.
就是他们有街道，有整条街道，会来参观，然后去安慰这些。所以说，后来也来了一些受。所以说
a fair that the whole street will block. Fair event. They used to use this type of opportunity to do the evangelical work.
那第四点，地方教会要建立宣道墙。
Letter D is establish evangelical team in our local church.
那宣道小组从哪里来？
So how can we, where does this evangelical team start?
第一个就是宣道组。
First, it's from evangelical department's council members.
那第二个就是有恩赐。
Second is the Baptist Institute.
那第三个就是我们教会分区哦。 每一区至少要有一个人做代表来去宣道。
So the third way is if each local region there is a representative to promote this type of evangelical work.
那这个宣道组就是负责跟进我们教会的布道。
So the evangelical team will do the follow-up work for the true seeker in our local church.
那如果没有这个宣道组，
If we don't have an evangelical team,
有时候我们发现慕道者一来多了之后，照顾上就是。
We notice if there's more true seeker come, we might neglect to care for these true seekers.
所以有时候我们很希望慕道者来，但是我们要假想一个问题。
So sometimes we expect and hope there's more true seeker come, but perhaps we need to have a topic.
就是如果今天来了10个慕道者。
So if today there's 10 true seekers came to our church, we have the ability to follow up with them. So we need to answer this question so that we will understand the importance of the evangelical church.
Number three, we need to
critically evaluate and plan local church evangelical work.
So every
time the evangelical service ended, we must have an evaluation. This is to prepare for the next time of evangelical service. To establish true seeker class.
在洗礼之前呢，我们最少要查考过十大信条跟十大诫命。
So for a true seeker before baptized, this true seeker must already be studying the 10 basic beliefs.
那如果每一条，我们一个礼拜花1个钟头来讨论。
So for each 10 basic beliefs, we spend a certain amount of time to discuss and study with the true seeker.
那一个人要受洗，他最少需要。
So for a person to choose in order to be baptized, this true seeker must attend the true church at least half year in order for this person to get baptized.
我们觉得要让慕道者受洗，有一句话非常有力量。
You know, for us to allow a true seeker to get baptized, there's one word phrase that is very powerful.
如果今天晚上你死了，你要去哪？哦，明天我一定去。
We will ask the true seeker if tonight you will die, where will you go? The true seeker will answer, I want to get baptized.
但是问题是 99.9%的牧道者洗礼完第二天没有死。
But the problem is that 99% the true seeker baptized, the next day they're not dying.
那没有死就要面对生活。
So if they don't die, they must face their life.
那信仰跟生活是有冲突的。
The faith and also their life sometimes is
contradicting with each other. 所以一个人要从慕道来过真正做基督徒的生活，这需要很大的调整。
So for a person on true seeking all the way to become a church member, there must be a huge transformation.
我们教会也洗礼过啊，两个夫妻来慕道，大家觉得哇，这两个很虔诚，就跟他洗礼完才发现这两个是同居的。
So in our church, we also noticed there's a couple, they've been coming for the true seeking. Seems they're seeking for God, but after they baptize, they will notice they already have been living together.
对啊，他们两个都有夫有妻。
So each one of them already married with someone else.
所以这个慕道者班哦，一课一课把它上得很详细，然后跟生活解释得很清楚，这个很重要。
So for us to have true seeker class for the true seeker, discuss and study with them one by one, it is very important for their faith.
那有时候因为人多哦，你没有办法说每个礼拜上，那就要有一个人做记录，这一个人已经上过几课，几课，几课还没有上，在洗礼之前全部都要上过一次。
So sometimes there's a lot of true seekers in our local church that we must have a record to make sure that each true seeker has been studying all these basic beliefs.
所以我们翻到前一页。
Let's turn to the previous page.
对这五点，我们有地方教会应该做的计划。
So this is the 5 points for our local church. We must have an evangelical work plan.
好，那我们在计划推行当中有 milestone， 就是我们进步到什么程度。
So when we promote this, there's a milestone, so we understand our certain work, the measurement of our certain work.
然后需要区或者美国总会的帮助是哪一方面？
So what part that we need the USGA to help that we can record this and ask help from the USGA?
就是宣道我们的计划，我们现在讲的就是来谈这个灵会前的预备，这个勾单。
So this is the evangelical department work plan. So now we ask the internship to explain about the work before the evangelical service.
介绍的哈，这个是宣道组，宣道组。Just
now, as Leon has come to us, each evangelical team, these are the necessary work that we must accomplish.
现在是二月中旬啊，今年。So
it's time that we are already in mid-February,
2014。想说这个地方，这个教会，对今年。
I don't know if each local church already have an evangelical plan already written down.
若是我们还在筹划当中，要经过。
If we still planning, we know that we might pass by the process.
快的话，就会到月中月，快到。那就pass by fast.
June, all the way to the end of 2015.
所以我们一年又过了。
Okay, 1 year will pass again.
我在想说，今年又不晓得是在这个什么东西没有做了。我们来讲，早上这些，我们会不会比较多？所以这个做这个计划哈，但是对这个教会帮助，对。 在造就我们自己，啊，造就我们教会的。
We organize the evangelical plan, so we not only edify ourselves, also edify the whole local church.
因为刚刚梁传道讲的哈，就是一些总会的一些建议的一些事项。Just
now, Pastor Leon mentioned that these items is the USGA suggests what we need to do for the plan.
那明天。 早上第一堂课上，所以我们建议说，想要知道说各个地方教会怎么做。
All morning sessions, some of the church members suggest that we should share about each local church.
啊，所以明天早上第一堂课啊，
若是不再做这个教会啊，若是可以的话啊，可以用五分钟到十分钟时间啊，讲一下说教会啊来做来做这个宣道的计划。
Now morning, the first session, we had invited the local church to come up and report about share about the development plan for the local church.
那当然特别重要，来加州这几间教会啊，希望可以做一下啊，帮我们教会一些值得跟大家分享的一些啊做法啊，怎么样来推动这个宣道的工作，跟大家来报告一下。我们放开啊 ，page 5，这边啊也是总会在建议我们大家哈，特别是我们宣道的负责人，在联会之前哈、要做怎么样的一些清啊准备的工作的清单。
This page also the USGA suggested the local church evangelical team that we need to do for certain conversation.
如果是我们对宣道工作哈、还不是很熟悉，但是教会把这个工作给我们做，那我们若是能够按照这个清单里面的工作去做的话，八九不离十啊，至少可以做到一定程度。
So if you're not familiar with the evangelical work, yet the church work assignments, do these type of work. So from this checklist, that we can understand how to accomplish this work.
啊，这边有提到两个月前要做什么，一个月前要做什么。
So we can talk about the 2 month work in advance or 1 month work in advance.
啊，这些都是suggestion。
All these are suggestions only.
我们要看我们各个地方教会的实际上的情况，可以做调整。比如说这个这边有建议说两个月前哈，每天为灵恩布道会的事工进行一场祷告。
For example, this is fast prayer, fast prayer 30 minutes one day daily, 2 months before.
这个在有些教会。
So this part perhaps.Some of the church not accomplish this work.
甚至一个月前要职位通过说要进行祷告，
church council announced 1 month before that prayer. Perhaps the church member would not accept
it. 没有一个人说是共识。所以进食祷告哈、是我们准备布道会的开始。
So fasting prayer is the beginning word first conversation.
但是呢，这个意义呢，就是一个一百年。
This topic is a very sensitive topic.
有一次到一个教会里。
Finally, I went to a church to do the service.
啊，我讲说我们要为了圣公哈，可以来进行进食祷告。
Talk about the holy word. That's the word.
讲到结束下来之后呢，我们不应该要不应该讲进食祷告。
After I speak the prayer, the topic, the principle of intensity.
所以这种观念或许在我们职务会里面有些在我们心里面有什么观念坚持祷告在戏院的时候有什么意思是
我看见他们的身边的一个是一个挑战他们的背就是这一八十个
但是建议说不要，当然有些教会不仅是两个月前，因为布道会两个月前就开始先布道。
It is suggested that 2 months in advance, different conversations with different servants, and you can have a dozen person.
要多的教会和主学院一起开始做，开始祷告。
The many churches, one month of events, more different than the past church.
但是虽然在职务会里面，我们要讲说要推广这个进食祷告，并不是每个职务员都愿意接受。
Even in the church council, want to promote that's great, not necessarily the church member will accept it.
但是我们当一个宣道的工人，这是要打仗的武器。
Evangelical worker, this is the weapon we use in our battle.
我们今天讲到的，讲到门徒要赶鬼打不出去。
This morning, Pastor, I mentioned.
We announced
to the church member we must fast and pray. We need to tell them the purpose for us to fast and pray.
并且这个进食祷告是有一个时间的限制的，是一个月前或是两个月前。
There is also a time limit for fast and pray. One month in advance and 2 months in advance.
并且呢，我们要进食祷告，有进食的方法。
So the fast and pray fast, you also need to pray.
有些弟兄姊妹常常可以参加进食祷告，他们进食了，但是时间太匆忙，时间太少，没有祷告。
Church member attend the fasting prayer sessions, although they fast, they do not pray.
所以呢，我们可以在主日里面有一个建议，最少一个月前，可以有这样一个推广教会的工作。
So the church council member, Especially we are even going to work with the first one. We just have a work.
这个是体验，这是进食祷告的力量。Something
that we can experience, the power of fasting.
当然呢，我们当然也要向贵重人宣布，贵人。
We also need to announce to church members that we must pray for the first conversation of the evangelical service.
让我们这个邀请卡，我们事先准备好。We
must prepare all the invitation cards before the evangelical service.
我现在讲的是说，从两个月，一个月之前到两个月之间我们要做的事情。
I'm talking about the work we need to do one month.
我们要根据我们传道或者教会长的时间来做旁边的工作。我们要把这个福音的传单寄出去，让我们的邀请他来教会。我想这些都是我们在一个月之前。
All these we must accomplish. One month,
再来哈，一个月之前我们要给传道者，要来帮助我们教会协助我们年会布道会的传道者跟他们接洽，然后跟他讲说，这次年会布道会的事情是什么。
One month in advance, we should discuss with pastor. Let him know prepared at this time leaders of the service topic and
thinking. What
do we need to do after 1 month?
我们当然我们这个年会布道会的工作安排表的时间，真正的时候要提前做。
So of course at the time of leaders of the service presentation schedule, that's the way I will
在一个月之前，弟兄姊妹都已经可以拿到年会的。
One month in advance, the church member already received the Evangelical Church Convocation schedule.
然后呢，我们的安息日上下午聚会结束，我们要在年会中做事务。
After morning service, afternoon service, ending, we will leave the church member to pray for 15 minutes.
那现在有些教会哈，每一次到聚会之后的祷告，第二次祷告都是用15分钟。
A lot of churches, second service, finish, we will spend about 15 minutes.
已经变成每次聚会的一种习惯。第二次祷告的时间很重
要。Consider it a habit in the second service to finish the prayer by breaking the teaching.
这也是我们每一间教会啊，会去追求的，会去做的一个目标。
This is also something that local church goal.
刚传道有讲说，我们安息日聚会之前半个小时会中一起祷告。这也是要去推广，要去鼓励弟兄姊妹。
That's not a pastor also mentioned before the service. The morning church member can pray 30 minutes before the service starts.
当然，一个月前要准备的工作也是很多哈。
Of course, there's many work we must prepare one month in advance.
比如说这个福音茶会，还有这个年会的时候的一些托儿班。
For example, the child care, and also the gospel teen fellowship. We must prepare all these things.
还有慕道者接送的一些交通上的安排。
And so the transportation arrange for the true seeker.
这些哈，大家可以看哈，然后都是我们有做到哈，就可以知道说有哪些事情我们要去做。
So we can see all these lists.Realized all these things we must stop for one month of dancing.
如果是我们有做到，可以知道说这件事情有做的，就可以知道说我们可以把它打一个勾。
If we have done each sections, we can put a check.
这样的话呢，至少会知道说我们所做的工作我已经有covered，我应该要做这件事情。
So in this way, we realize that each work we already covered, we have done.
对，我的时间已经到
了。
我现在还有十分钟的时间。
Now we still have 15 minutes.
我现在要请两位传道坐到前面来。
So we ask the two pastors to come sit in the front.
大家都听得懂英文哈，直接用英文讲。那发问的时候可以用中文的哈，可以。
Okay,
then we have a great group for discussion. And taking them to bring up the table and share with.15 minutes. So if you have any legal question, regarding how to interview public from home, just to go to the church, you must be here. Anyone want to make a question? Okay.
Maybe some of the one who are gifted maybe carry a more heavy load. Because my understanding, some other churches, some other religions, they actually have their member do so much outreach. I'm talking about timing-wise, hours, like maybe 10 hours a week or so much of their members. We don't ask our brothers and sisters to do that, but you know, I'm just saying some other churches actually practice that. And even though they don't seem to, you know, of course they don't preach the whole truth. Maybe I'll say the name, Jehovah's Witness. My understanding, they actually demand or require, rather, their member do so many hours of outreach every day or so much a week. Whereas if we only select a few,
it's 教会有在注重这个宣道的工作，就是有些只是一定的人在做，那我们可不可以推动整个教会的信徒一起做这个宣道的工作？好比有些外教会，他们也是就是说注重说整个教会去推动这个宣道的工作。那问题是说，我们教会有没有这种的方向去做
？And also, you know, even though some of the people maybe in the beginning may not be gifted,
有些也许这些工人啊。 开始没有这种的恩赐
，but as they work, you know, they develop their gift.
当他们在做这些宣道的工作当中，他们就会恩赐就会慢慢的出来。
We only select the evangelical team, only certain people. Yeah, they probably will become more gifted.
那当我们选择一些宣道的工作人员，啊，那他们也会慢慢的在这个宣道工作有这种的恩赐。So
I don't know. Is there any? I don't think in the history of our church we ever done something like this.
那我想说，在我们教会的历史有没有这样的做法
？请问我们当中有哪一个教会哦有全体动员的经验分享一下
？So, Amelis, is any local church that will really promote the whole church member to do the evangelical work? If your local church has done so. Now, please share.
就 just another point too. I think it's biblical. We should go this route because we do. We, you know, that is the commission of everybody, not just select few.
所以在这一点，我想说，在圣经的角度来看，啊，我们应该是走这种的方向。 因为这个宣道是给整体的这个信徒，不是只有单独几个。
This is my personal opinion.
这是我的想法。
I have a question. If members today have been baptized, receive the Holy Spirit.
Can we finish the
It's related to that question. Because the question is, if today we have members who's baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, go to church regularly, participate in various church works, maybe cooking, maybe cleaning, maybe whatever in church.
那我们教会就是有些信徒他在受洗得圣灵以后，就开始做不同方面的圣工。
My question is, if these members throughout their lives, after they die, to the point they die, they never preach, can they go to heaven?
那我的问题是说，这些的信徒他们在他的一生的这个信仰当中，都没有传过福音，那他们最后可以得救吗？
My question is this because people feel like they should only serve their gifts. If they are piano playing, they just do piano. If they do, you know, if they're good at administration, you just do that. But I feel like there's a false impression that as long as you serve with your gifts, that's sufficient. But when I see the Bible, it says, woe to me if I do not preach. It is an obligation and a mandate. You go and preach. And is it because we're not, our members are confused that it should be that if you cook, you preach. You sing hymns, you also have to preach. That is just something you have to do in order to go to heaven. I mean, as part of loving God with all your heart, all your soul, your mind. If we don't have that kind of concept, you know, ingrained in our members, just like the Jehovah's Witnesses, where they teach them, if you don't preach, you will not be saved. Then how can we mobilize the entire church?
就是我们教会，就是说有些信徒他有一定的事工的恩赐，那不一定是说传福音，然后他们就一生做些这些的工作，但是圣经上却讲说不传福音的有祸，那到最后，那有些外教会也是这样去推广说要传福音。The
Apostolic Church, our early TJC all preached, and we're talking about an example of all the church preaching as a whole unit. I know that has been done in Africa, where the church grew from 20 people to 300 people in 3 years, because they had every Saturday, they would have two services in the morning. After lunch, they would all split into three groups. One group will be visiting, one group two by twos. One group will be evangelizing, two or three in a group. And then one group will stay at church to learn more about basic beliefs.
And, 看到在使徒时代的教会也是这样，整体的去传。那在非洲有些教会也是这样，因为这样的传法，他们从200多个信徒到300个，然后他们就是也会分组做一定的圣工，去拜访或去传福音或祷告，来完成这个宣道的工作。
I feel frustrated in our church today because I feel like when we ask for prayers for evangelism, people just say that's just the evangelism team's job.
那我觉得现今我们的宣道工作，我有点觉得非常的沮丧，因为我们在讲宣道的工作，他们会觉得说这是宣道组所要做的工作。When
we try to promote daily prayers when we join in a church, we're discouraged because we're not even allowed to announce it.
当我们想要推广这个宣道的工作要祷告，但是有些时候会觉得很灰心，甚至有些不让我们这样去。
When we join to pray at church, we are told that we're in violation of the church rules because it's not approved by the council. So I feel a lot of our obstacles are coming from eternally. Thank you.
So
the whole church promote to do the evangelical work.
那为了达到全体动员，我们先动员宣道组，再由宣道组去带动。
So we start evangelical team, and the evangelical team can promote the whole church to do evangelical work.
我发现了，Garden Group 那个 cooking team 有几个 team， 九个 team
啊。So I noticed the Garden Group Church, there is a cooking team. There's eight groups.
那每一组有几个人
？So each group, how many people in each groups？
100个。
So the total member, there's 100 church members for the cooking team.
所以大家煮饭煮得很快乐。
So everybody very happily to cook at church.
那 Garden Group 可以把那个 cooking team 改做 evangelical team.
So maybe Garden Group Church can change the cooking team to become an evangelical team. We will think about it.
信徒是有点是被情况是强迫性的，每一个礼拜至少要奉献多少时间去献道。
For some church, they are forced to a certain time they need to do for the evangelical work.
那有时候甚至会那种如果不做的话就不能得救这种有点强迫恐吓。
So even sometimes you preach the concept that if you don't do the evangelical work, that you cannot be saved. It's more becoming a forced type of a way. So in our Shuji Church, our sacrifice and offering is more our own willing.
那我想这也是一个很好的精神，我们还是必须要去保持着。
So of course, this is a good spirit. We must continue to keep this way.
那我想到的做法就是说，我们鼓励信徒自愿，他愿意一个礼拜奉献几个小时，在哪一种时段。
So the way that I thought is to encourage the member to sacrifice, offer the time on their own time frame.
那我们收集了之后，职务会或者先到安排这些愿意奉献时间的人，我们再怎么来训练他们，然后来应用他们奉献的时间，可能这样子会那个比较属于甘心乐意的这种精神。
So after we collect their thoughts about their time to can spend for evangelical work, and then the evangelical team, also the church council, can organize this plan to in order to delegate the work.
那这个一开始做可能会有点花时间的，有点复杂。
So of course, in the beginning, when we do this type of work, we might spend a lot of time, and it's also very complicated.
据我所知道，我们好像没有任何一个地方教会有这样在做。
From what I understand, there's any churches have done this way.
所以如果回应 Roger 的问题，或许可以这样来开始做。
So if we answer Roger's brother Roger's questions, and then perhaps we can start to do this way.
Next. What kind of problem does your local church grow? Or anything you want to promote in your local church? That part.
So, I feel that the gospel, the preaching, is best to be two or three people.
So I felt that when we go out to evangelize, that we should have two people together. So this way we have more courage to do the evangelical work.
因为我看到别的教会，有像耶和华见证会，或是摩门教，最起码都两个人。
So I noticed that some other churches, for example, the Jehovah Witnesses or Mormons, when they go out to preach, they have two people together.
有时候我一个人去传的话，好像怎么讲，讲了一半好像没有话讲了，而且好像那个气油，好像那个力量没有了。
Sometimes when I go to preach by myself,
如果旁边有一个姊妹或者有一个什么就能够帮忙接上去，就达到就能够把那个人带得救。我觉得我们教会好像就是说大家，尤其是本教会啊，姊妹特别会讲啊，有时候。 这个话语特别会，就是说，就是很会交流了。但是就是弟兄的，就是笨口拙舌，所以有时候传福音的时候，就是碰到女生或者都很难带进来。
So I felt that when sometimes when I go out preach, and I felt that I nothing to say, and that we need to have someone else, for example, a sister, more equipped to also to preach, or of course brother too.
那我住在这个波恩帕的附近，大部分都是墨西哥人呢。
So I live around Bowen Park. Most of the people here are Hispanic.
这个很多的鱼都在我这边游来游去了，这个真的都跳到我面前，我都没办法跟他说什么。
So there's a lot of fish were fishing around me, and some of the fish would jump up, and I don't know sometimes what to say to them.
我只想说，只钓我们的中国鱼就好了，不要其他的墨西哥鱼，我就不。
So I would.
因为我听过传道说，这个墨西哥鱼，这个。 不行的，这个他们这个不可能的了，他们这个大第七条一定是守不住的。这个来这教会，这个然后一看这教会一进来就看着空空的，什么都没有，什么都没有，就是墙壁这个就走掉了，很多都带进都不好带。所以我想请这个传道，他有什么方法啊？这个有什么秘密武器啊？什么教告诉我们这个怎么样？ 打这个点啊，能够在我们这个附近怎么样能够把这个福音传普遍化，能够成每一个人都能够装备 像军队一样的能够各都能够出去传福音啊，这个也一定要有方法的，也不是说就是我们每次一传传传一下子就没有力气了，一传一下子没力气，很想心里很有负担的，时间也有啊，但是就好像自己去单枪匹马，好像就是做一下子五分钟热度就没有了，就是希望传道给我们打这个鼓励，我们怎么样做法，怎么样做，越做越有劲呢，也希望这个好不好。
So I think that sometimes we need to preach to people around us, and I even felt that to give out just to preach to the Asians, but even some of the workers encouraged not to preach to the Hispanic because they cannot keep the seven commandments. And so I felt that the worker or the pastor can give us a suggestion, encourage us how to fight this battle to preach the people in our neighborhood.
所以那个做时间的调查嘛，就是说他，比如说他星期天、星期日什么时段他可以奉献，这样我们就可以收集到说一些人然后训练的分组两个人、三个人一起来做。
So if we have the time schedule for the church member, for example, Saturday, Sunday, what can they do? And so then.We will schedule this and plan this up and delegate it. And so we have two people go out to do the work. And so then we can accomplish this way.
那如果教会有提供这样的管道，那比如像赵弟兄这样子，他周间的白天他也有时间的，那我们收集了这些人，他们又愿意奉献时间，这样子那就容易把它组织出来。
So if the church has a certain way to evangelize, for example, some people don't work in the mornings,And so we can collect this time, the people have time to evangelize in the morning, so we can collect this, and then we can delegate for the work of evangelism.
时间过很快哈，我们有问题哈，赶快问。
Time passes by fast. If we have questions, now is time to ask.
下一
个。Next question.
I do have a question about lately we were talking in our evangelical team, we were talking about, and usually 2 weeks before our spiritual convocation, we have the outreach activity.
我们最近我们的宣道组在我们教会，我们有在讨论在两个礼拜之前我们的灵恩会要做些哪些活动。
Now, I think since 2011, we regularly we were doing gospel outreach activity.
那所以在二零一一年的时候，我们会做准备来做一些宣道的一些的活动。
从二零一一年我们就开始做。
从二零一一年就开始。
And is there any format? Because we kind of struggling with usually we have the pastor have a short sermon and then we have a discussion session. But this discussion session always run out of time. We don't know, should we, you know, everybody kind of have a self-introduction and talk about your background and then have some discussion. But every time after the discussion, it's almost run out of time.
那我们在做这些活动的时候，我们想说有没有一定的形式来做这个福音的这个茶会、福音的这个团契？那好比说，我们的形式是一开始传道者会讲一些道理，然后后来有一些的讨论会。但是在这个讨论会当中我们时常不够时间去讨论。
So I kind of want to know what kind of, you know, what's the best format.To lead this discussion session, so we want to know the two speakers, their background. So during the discussion, we can have more better conversation. But we don't want to spend too much time with this introduction. Is what's the is there any church you have kind of better format or more successful experience so we can, you know, you just copy?
有没有在座的一些地方教会有可以建议一些一定的这个形式来举办这种的福音的茶会？ 所以我们可以就是说最专注为这个慕道者可以完成这个工作。
奉主耶稣生命这边讲话。 我们基本上其实蛮吃过不同的 format。 那如果不晓得你们平常带有多少人聚会，在提那个茶会的时候。
In ballpark church, we use different format, but I don't know in your local church how many people attend this gospel outreach fellowship. 差不多一组有10人。
How many groups you have?
我们总共有三组，中文跟英文，广东组三组。
So when you talk about doing the self-introduction, are you talking about self-introduction introduction in within each group or 30 people at the same time?
那当你
each group.
在做介绍的是你自己三组各组在做介绍吗？还是说整体？那是建制说是各组会做开始的介绍。那通常是一组差不多比较多的12个到15个的话，会比较有这个问题，因为时间上的问题。
What we have done in the past, if we let everybody do a self-introduction, it may take probably 30 minutes to finish everything.
在之前我们也是这样，如果让每一个人介绍他自己的话，我们也许会花30分钟来结束。
And what we could do is we just introduce the true seekers for the first time.
那我们所做的就是先来介绍这个慕道者第一次来到我们教会的慕道者。
And we can let them to do a brief introduction, but you should control the time and just ask the key questions.
那我们可以让这些慕道者做一个很简单的介绍，但是这个负责的人必须要有时间上要有控制。
And for the rest of true seekers who are not the first time, the newcomers, and then you can introduce them very quickly.
那有些其他的已经来过我们教会的慕道者，那我们可以很快的可以介绍他们。
So it depends on how much time you have. I think you can control the timing in terms of the introduction part.
所以在介绍的方面，我们必须要有一定的人来限制这个管制这个时间。 That's now the discussion. It's very into our discussions.
I think all of us have a lot of questions. I'm just too humble. Yes. To save the time, I will break the ice quickly. I think one of the things that we discussed, well, for number one, it says Deacon Ho mentioned about what motivate you to preach and maybe bring that to your church. And that's one thing we discussed. Some of us mentioned sense of responsibility, be grateful to God's love. That's to us as individuals. How do we pass on to that feeling or that sense of responsibility or that gratitude to our Lord Jesus Christ, to our fellow brothers and sisters. I think many of us who sit in here, they come here because they really feel that sense of urgency or importance of preaching. That's why we're here. And we want to learn how, not just to preach ourselves, but also to pass on the message to other fellow brothers and sisters. I think the gap is, how do we pass on to our fellow brothers and sisters who can be as fervent as we are, or maybe even more fervent than we are in preaching the gospel? I think that's a difficult part.
我想说在我们刚刚讨论的题目当中这个传福音的最大的动力是什么那我们刚才已经讨论了有些的信这个宣道的工作的信徒可以把他们的动力可以也去传到另外的信徒像那另外的信徒也可以同样的有这种的动力一起去传
We heard a lot of sermon, a lot of encouragement, yes. That encouragement, and that's what we become what we are now. But how do we take it to the next level?
我们听过很多的鼓励跟道理来鼓励我们这种的动力那我们要如何能够突破到另外一个的境界?
How can we do structurally? I think maybe, and that's moments ago I brought out that, you know, mobilizing the whole church. Maybe that's one way of a structural change, because that is a big change.
那我们要怎么做有这种比较有组织性的方法来推动整个教会的信徒来做这个宣道的工作? First, that each church member, their spirituality are different.
有的在外院, 有的在圣所, 有的在至圣所.
Some of them are outer court, some of them inter court, some of them in the Holy of Holy.
每一个人对神的使命感也不太一样.
So each one of us, the mission that from understand from the Lord Jesus are different.
所以我们可以努力, 但是要当每一个人都一样的热心, 这个可能我很难看到这样的情况
So of course each individual of us now we can put the effort but we want to promote everyone have the same type of a fervency perhaps sometimes it's difficult to see this actions
但是有一件事情确实就是如果我们教会逐渐把这个培养成一个文化一个传统进来的就
So one thing we understand that we can do is that we can promote this way become a format or culture. So whoever get baptized and come in, that we can implement them and invite them to come to this way, this culture.
So when
I see the Garden Grove Church, they are very happy when they cook. So I felt this is very special. So they will come to cook 8 a.m. in the morning.
这个是长时间培养出来的。我们如果真的把这个方向带往宣道去，可能八点半就有人来宣道。
So they have built this habit in a long period of time, and so we can also use the same way to do in the evangelical work.
真的，全体能够参与布道的工作，这是我们的目标。
Of course, the whole church member can participate in evangelical work. This is our goal.
但是我们也要面对这种现实。
But we also need to face reality.
我们看我们现在我们各个教会的宣道，我们成员到我们整体教会的百分比是多少？
So we must recognize our evangelical team members. What are the percentage equal to the whole church member?
说俄湾教会现在有244个
For example, Urban Church, there's 240-50 church members.
叫我们宣道组的成员有几位?
So how many evangelical team members are there?
10个
About 10 members.
差不多2%, 3%.
That's about 2-3%. of the whole congregation.
5%，5%，所以你要从5%，但是我们的眼光是放到100%，这中间的gap太大了。就是在5%到100%，刚刚是讲中文还是讲英文？Sorry，from 5%到100%。
5%到100%，这是huge gap。因为你这个gap太大，会让你觉得说你的担子重。因为你的目标已经从5%到100%，真的是你会觉得说很困难。所以，你的goal set from 5%to 100%，you felt this is very difficult。但是呢，若是我们可以把我们的目标。
我们先到组是整个教会的10%，或是15%，或是20%，我们就是说这个目标是可以达到的。So
but if we can change our goal that we can reach, that is on a whole church congregations, that the evangelical team members attend about 10%, 15% of the whole church congregation.
这样的话我们做起来压力不会那么大。
So when we do the evangelical work, that we will have this heavy stress.
当然，这个目标我们要 set 到 how many percentage 啊，这是我们自己教会我们要做一个做一个判断，然后做一个目标。
So of course the percentage when we set the evangelical team, but each local church must set their own goal and the direction.
下一个。
Just correct myself. Even though I think even we try to mobile, I think we should set that goal because that's a biblical way, mobilizing everybody. But even we don't reach the 100%, we don't reach the 100%. But if we shoot, let's say we shoot 20%, we ended up with 10%. You know, we think we'll get better result if we shoot for 100%, maybe ended up with 50%? Or even more than 10%? If we only shoot for 20%, we ended up, let's say, with 10. And then if we shoot for 100%, don't we think we get better than 10%?
那我的想法是在讲是说，那我们还是应该要有这种100%的全体的信徒来传福音，因为我们若是有这种的目标啊，那就是会抵达这100的会比较近。那20%会有20%的目标。
My emphasis is it's also because that's a biblical way.
对，我想现在的标准是我们每一个弟兄姊妹都要当先道的工人。
So the goal in the Bible is that each one of us must become an evangelical worker.
但是对我们的目标来讲，我们有一个阶段性的目标。
So for our personal our local church goal, that we will set this goal in different stage.
不是说我们达到20% 之后，我们就已经觉得很满足。
So this is not saying that we reach the 20% that we will feel satisfied.
但是我们要做事情，我们要一个阶段性的一个目标。
So when we accomplish certain work, that we must accomplish a different stage. 第二个问题就是说，是要如何的去鼓励整个教会信徒来一起传福音？
这第一个就是我们在正道要常常提醒传福音的重要性跟传福音所带给我们的恩典。
So of course that the first that when we preach on the pulpit, that we must preach about the important of even the purpose and important of evangelical work.
第二个教会需要有榜样。
Second, the church need to set an example.
那如果有使命传福音的人有这个榜样那邀其他的信徒跟我来，这个就会带动一些人来传福音。
So the church member, some of the church member that can set an example, they have a mission, so they can also influence and encourage other church member to also do the same work.
第三个要见证。
The third way is to testify.
就是我们传福音有神的同工，有人得恩典。这个见证一讲出来很多人就很想要做。
So when we testify, when we preach the gospel, that God is with us, and there's also a lot of the blessing, grace of God. So when we testify this way, then the people are more inspired to do the work.
上一次我们听到一个工人到 Sacramento 去工作的报告说 Sacramento 的夫妻最圆满，每一对夫妻都很同心。
So one time we realized that in the report of Sacramento's couple, every couple they have a very perfect report.
信仰很坚固,
Their faith.
所以可不可以建立 Sacramento， 因为人不是很多， 朝这个目标做做看， 那么下一次如果我们有先到讲机会， Sacramento 来做一个报告， 给大家分享。
So we suggest that Sacramento can do this way. So the next time with an evangelical seminar that we can invite the Sacramento church member to do a report.
我可以现在做报告。
I can make a report right now.
我想我们其实 Roger 这个建议我们负责人会有讨论过。
So in fact, the suggestion from Roger is that our church council has already been discussed about this.
其实我想，但可能不同的教会对这个宣道组的这个概念有不同的看法。
So each local church, they will have a different concept understanding about their evangelical team or work.
好像我们在 Sacramento， 我们是有组织这个宣道组。
For example, in Sacramento, that we have an evangelical team.
我们大概有8到10个人。
So we have about 8 to 12 members.
那我们总共
8 to 10 members.
大人小孩总共有大概48个信徒。
So all the church members together, there's about 48 members.
但是这个宣道组主要的目的。 是用来激发筹划活动，来去让全体信徒一起去做事。
So the purpose of this evangelical team is to together organize the activity of fellowship, so to promote the whole church member to attend or to participate.
实际好像负责人在激发一些教会的工作，让其他信徒去做一样，不是说只是这个宣道组的人才要去做这个宣道的工作。
Just like the church council will organize some of the fellowship or activity or events to promote the whole church member to go, is similar to the understanding the concept of evangelical team.
当然，宣道组的人或许就比较多一点工作，比如说要去陪谈，有慕道者来陪他们做这样子。但是，比如说我们去发传单，现在我们组织后之后就是全体一起出去的，顶多就是老人家或者是要带 小 baby 的就不能去而已，但是基本上大部分信徒都会去。
So of course, even evangelical team will organize some work. For example, the truth seeker come, they will be attending with the truth seekers. Also, the evangelical team will go out to visit or preach. And of course, the elderly member or children will stay at church.
Yeah, 因为我们负责人觉得说，教会的工作一定要有一个平衡 balance.
So we got the church council. Sacramento felt that the church work must have a balanced type of work.
当然，每个人的使命要出去传福音，但是我们也要注重我们本身牧养的工作。
So of course, each one of us need to have this mission, but we also need to emphasize the pastoral work.
如果我们太过强调只是一方面的话，比如说只是太注重要招待慕道者，有时候反而慕道者成为教会一个绊脚石。
So if we need to emphasize on certain work to just for the truth seeker, this will actually become a stumbling block for work.
因为我们过去曾经也好几次事情发生，就是因为慕道者的问题引起，让信徒没办法同心。
So before we have experienced that it's because for the true seeker, a certain problem reason that causes the church member to not be united as one heart.
因为我们就算买会堂这些大家都很同心，但是谈到慕道者的时候，有时候真的是会吵起来。 不会吵起来， 但是就是说不高兴，不愉快。
So when we talk about to buy a chapel, we will have the same heart, the same goal. But when we talk about true secrets, we often will have arguments.
Yeah, 所以我觉得说，就好像传道所说的，每一个人的凌晨不同，我们没办法强迫他们一定要达到一个最高的标准。
So the pastor is saying that each one of us have a different spirituality and force the individual to go to a certain level.
因为如果大家有去过我们教会的话，应该会知道说我们教会都弟兄姐妹都很有爱心的。
So if you have been attending Sacramento Church, then you'll notice the church member there has a full of love.
但是如果要强迫到他们说再更多的爱心，当然是好，但是说真的是要慢慢的去追求才行。
So if you force them to have more love, of course more love is better, but there's a lot of room.
所以我就是说我们负责人是鼓励大家去宣道，一定要去做的。但是如果就算不当面去传福音，至少要配合工作来去做。所以这个是我们 Sacramento 的情况。
这个刚刚我们和齐晨同意这个 Sacramento 他们的这个说法哈，那有的时候是这个是刚刚另外想到的那个问题，其实是我们刚刚那组的问题，那等一下再问。其实有的时候就是要让信徒了解，你当一位慕道者来到你教会的时候，你做的任何一个行为都是一个传福音的机会。
So actually we agree with the Sacramento Church. SoWhen the true seeker come to our church, so any action what we do is a way to evangelize to them.
你也许不需要讲的很多，但是要表示出着关怀的心。
Perhaps you don't need to speak that much, say that much, but we have to show our care to them.
我们以前有一个很不幸的情形，就是说，因为有位慕道者，他拿了饭，他坐在那边。然后坐在他旁边的信徒也不知道是哪一位，他就把自己的饭拿走到另外一个桌子去了，以后呢就造成他心理上的不平衡。
So one time we encountered a true seeker after the true seeker took the meal and sit down in some place, and a church member was sitting together, and then but when the true seeker sat down and the church member got up and left
with their food、
with their food、yeah.
那这种就是宣道的工作其实是每一个人的工作，那在教会里面有的时候听到说太多，就是说你们跟我们的分别其实都是一个教会。
So the actual evangelical work is everybody's work, but each church are different.
那有的时候像建堂的时候会说这是建堂委员会，是他们其实都是一个教会，而不是说有你们跟我们的分别。不管你是讲英文讲中文的话呢，不管是不是在这个委员会做这样的事情的时候，其实都是教会的事情。
So sometimes the different group and team, they might think that if, for example, construction team, they think that's their work. Even Java team say that's their work. But we shouldn't think this way. But everybody is doing the same goal, same work.
我们有的时候听到信徒这样讲的时候，会提醒他们说，在教会里面没有你们，我们中文组、你们英文组，大家都是一个教会。那也许是你做的事情的不一样，或者是就是甚至有不同的看法也没有关系，但是要记得的是做的是同样的一件事情。
So now church, I heard that sometimes say we cannot say that's your group, that's your work or my work. But although in our church we have various different type of holy work, but we have the same goal and same work to accomplish together.
刚刚在我们那组讨论的有一个问题呢，就是说如果是这跟慕道者有关系啊，那就是说有的时候有些慕道者他们来其实并不是慕道，而是要做一些他们有自己的另外一些想要做的事情，或者是说是来踢馆，或者是说来想要就是说要来 challenge 这个教会的道理，或者是说来这个，甚至是说要把一些羊给抓走或者抓回去的话，这种情形是要怎么处理
？Just now in our group we discussed that the true seeker might not come in for the reason to true seeking the truth, but some of the truth people come to church, they might want to challenge the truth in the true Jesus church, or they might come to steal the sheep. So in this type of situation, what shall we do?
对真的慕道者，就是竭力万难。
So for when we treat the people come seeking for the truth, we welcome them.
但是也有那个慕道者要来偷进来。
So some of the people come to church, they want to steal the sheep.
那我们遇到这样的慕道者，都会思想。
So when we see these type of people, we will tell them on the aside that we are not welcome their action the way they approach to the church.
那大部其实这样很少，但一般跟他提醒，那都不会在。
This is very less a small case like this. There is that we will talk to them.Eventually, they will start coming to the church.
So, if we meet some people who are harmful to the church, we need to talk to them.
So, if there are any people come to church to hurt the church or damage the church, then we will need to do some kind of action to stop that.
我本身是没有真正的参与过那个宣道的工作，但是我觉得我们伯恩教会从以前到现在，我的感觉就是有全体在帮，有一个 system 哈，我觉得很不错，就是大家如果做得好的话，大部分都有参与这个宣道的工作。
For myself, I participate in the evangelical work in the Bone Park, but I noticed the evangelical teams.There's certain work to do together and accomplish. So I noticed that even the team member will participate.
事实上，我们慕道者很多，所以呢，我们大部分呢，就是把慕道者分成就是一组哈，两个人负责几个人哈，然后来就是来关心他们，然后也常常开会来就是关心他们的情况。所以就是说，希望每个人呢，他们都有负责这。来关怀这些慕道者。
So in fact, in both part, we have a lot of truth seekers. So we will assign a worker, one or two, to follow up with each individual truth seeker to care for them, to do this type of work.
当然，这个就是有时候会变成虚设，但是只要如果能够每个人都很负责，然后常常去 push 的话，我想应该会做得不错。
So of course, each team members assigned for the work and to do the work and pay attention for the work and then this will accomplish
另外在讲说这个 format 怎么做，我是觉得说我这么久哈，那我觉得有一个 format 是不错，就是刚开始呢，我们就是有一个带几首诗哈，让大家熟悉一下，这个是第一，然后第二也是像这样子分组哈。那么这个分组的作用就是让哈譬如说也是两组三组，然后就是除了介绍以外呢，其实让他们能够就是有一个主题，然后对这个主题，我们事先找几个来分享他们的这个见证哈，让他们能够了解说哦，我是怎么样来信主，然后就是为什么我要来信主的，就是针对这个主题，然后大家简短，然后让他们也能够认识我们的信徒，然后他们也有一些感受。那当然，你也可以排一些，就是我是觉得如果要更多人来参与这个工作，你也可以叫诗班或者是儿童或什么，然后更多人来参与这个慕道的做这个宣道的工作。
So the format of Bone Park have held even the Gospel Fellowship is that we will start in the beginning with teaching them how to sing hymns. And we split in different groups, but we have a theme, for example, a topic, for example, how does the people come to church? And of course, we have introduction for the truth seeker, and after that, we will focus on the topic and theme.We need to discuss.
那当然也有后面的这个 Q&A 啦，哈，也有祷告这样子。
And we promote other church members, for example, to say RE departments.
当然我们有不一样，以后也有不一样的 format. 但是我觉得这个 format 是最好的，是因为更多人参与，然后不会觉得说来，然后坐在那里没有事，很多就比较更多人能够参与这个宣道的工作。
So of course, there's different formats. So we promote the other church member to participate. so that we can accomplish this type of work.
那当然，我是觉得另外，我的建议就是说，出席一个 class， 这个哈是可以做很多事情，譬如说可以训练哈，训练我们的指定一些人哈，先来做这个宣道的工作，让他们譬如说我们圣灵是最长的，然后呢，我们可以比如说两个人对一个慕道者，然后对他来练习做一个practice 他的怎么来对他讲道，然后就是这种练习，两个跟一个慕道者，这也是一种练习，让渐渐的让更多人来参与这种，因为已经有一个初级课 class， 让更多人就是譬如说两个对一个，或者有时候是一班一个人对整个慕道班，然后有的时候呢，我是觉得可以两三个对一个，那这样子大家来练习来讲道，我觉得这也是就是说我们不要目标放得那么大，放小一点，这是我的一些建议，我不晓得对大家有没有帮助。
So regarding the true seeker class, that we can also train the worker, for these workers to practice how to follow up with the true seeker. And so if we train this way, so for a small amount of people, of course not a big goal, that we'll accomplish in each stage.
在台湾哈，训练是也是蛮多的。
So in Taiwan, there's a lot of training too about evangelical work.
但是以我们永和教会的那个先道哈
，In our church is even evangelical work.
他带领的我觉得很好。
So to lead this type of work, I felt is very practical.
他本来身体不太好，姓罗，罗弟兄。
Brother Lord, his health is not very good.
所以他几次都把负责人推掉了。
So a lot of time that he was suggested to become church council, but he rejected.
后来他好一点，因为他接宣道。
So after his health feel better, then he accept the work of evangelism.
他有跟我讲啊，他说训练虽然很重要，但是实际要去做。
He had told me once that, of course, training is very important, but for us to have action to do the work, that's much important.
所以每个礼拜天哈，他或是礼拜六，甚至休假，他一定叫我要联络哈，所以看有没有人可以访问的。
So he will suggest that on Sundays when we have a break, that we should find if anybody, any true seeker need to be visited.
所以我们几乎他当先到六年哈，我当福音组组长的时候，我们是每个礼拜天或是假日都要出来，至少有三四个出来访问。
So for him to become six years for the team captains, that we have been coming on Sunday and go out to visit the true seeker.
所以这个主要有在动。神一定会安排的。
So the most important is for our action to do the work of evangelism. If we do so, God will be with us.
我们今天先到这里。
今天啊，
我们明天还有三堂课哈，每堂课都有讨论。
Tomorrow we have three classes. Each class is a discussion.
所以我们这次来哈，不是只有一天。要花很多的时间来讨论。
This time, okay, I want to listen to share, to discuss.
好，那我们晚上睡觉的时候可以讲，我们教会到底有什么样的要去面对。
Now when we go to sleep, we can think about our local church. Is there any problem or issue face to solve?
好，来这边注意去掉。
Here, we ask co-workers and also our pastors.
Yeah, but we can tell you about the story. And
now we have to pass a lamp for our community prayer.
Let's see, I'm right there. 教会有两种工作人员，最容易感到灰心气馁。
In our church, there's two type of workers that feel discouraged.
最容易
easily to feel discouraged.
第一个就是婚姻介绍。
First type of worker is matchmaker.
所以婚姻介绍员变动也会怎么换？
So the matchmaker type of work is very changing.
很多人做一阵两阵，就说我做不下去。
So the matchmaker worker will do this type of work for first and second turn, and then they will stop do this type of work.
那第二种就是宣道。
The second type of work is evangelical work.
很多时候会觉得说带人来信主好困难。
A lot of times that we felt that when we bring people to believe in the Lord, it's very difficult.
那每一个环节，每一个小细节都会有关系。
So every detail section there is relationship.
就像刚才恩主所讲的，连吃饭的事情都会影响到现在。
Just like Andrew just mentioned now, that even a problem about eating will influence about the evangelical work.
那当我们灰心气馁的时候，人很容易的反应就是抱怨。
So when we are discouraged, and normal and men's reactions will start to complain.
所以婚姻介绍委员就会抱怨现在的青年，就是家长。
So the matchmaker will grumble and complain about these youth in generations or the problem is the parents.
那先到人员有时候就会开始质疑教会的等等这些是教会的这些教义。
So the evangelical worker, they felt discouraged, they will complain about the doctrines of the true Jesus Church.
所以啊，甚至对自己的信仰开始怀疑或者动摇。
Sometimes even their own faith start to doubt and shake.
是需要一定要这样子吗？
So do we need to do it this way?
祷告前。
So before our prayer, let's read two Bible verses.
提摩太后书第一章
2 Timothy chapter 1,
13
verse 13.
13节，你从我听的那主证的话语的规律，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, faith and love within Christ Jesus.
14节，我从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
Verse 14, the good things which words are committed unto me, keep by the Holy Spirit which dwell in us.
所以我们一方面工作，另一方面求神保守信仰。
So, one aspect we do the holy work, but the other aspect we ask God to keep our faith.
不要在觉得灰心、觉得气馁当中，是浪费的。
Our work does not do discourage. Crisis faith. So no matter what, we need to be saved.
很多事情我们是尽力都收起来，是这样子。
There's many holy work that we put our best effort to do the work. Whether or not will be accomplished is up to God.
我们在帮助别人的信仰当中。
Help others, encourage others' faith. We must also, at the same time, strengthen our own faith.
最伟大的工作，当然，
会。
The greatest work is the greatest difficulty.
但是那个收成是最有价值
的。The harvest becomes the most valuable.
因为生命是胜过一切。
Because life is beyond everything.
是在救人。
We are into the world to save soul, to save people's life.
So we are going to pray. Actually, we are going to pray now. We are going to pray now. And we are going to pray
now. So now we are pray together. We ask God to help our evangelical work and also to strengthen our faith. Let's pray together.